Oh, in Jesus' name, Father, thank you for this rich, rich grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How it abounds. And God, you've given us all grace, and you've given it all ways. And it's all sufficient for all things to superabound, praise God, to every good work. Lord, thank you for these wonderful times that we're in, that we need grace, that, Lord, you brought us to the place where we can't do it. We don't have the answers. God, we don't feel like it. But thanks be to God, it's not by how I feel, it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. You're here. Lord, you're here to encourage not only your people, but your beloved. Lord God, thank you for the elect of God. Thank you, Lord, for that love that never lets us go. Lord, let this word be so mixed with such set apart holy faith today that it takes us on into the highest heights, even though by the grace of God you've brought us to the depths to see it. We thank you, Lord, for all these things. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we'll begin today in the third epistle of John. It's right there next to Revelation, almost there. And the third epistle of John. And in that first, that fourth verse, it says there, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Did you hear that? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And I have to tell you, that's the same for me. I thank God, praise the Lord, that not only do we get to hear these things, but God even graces us to no greater joy than to see, praise God, my children walk in truth. By the grace of God, to see our children walking in the ways of God. Sons, by the grace of God, led by the Spirit. That's Romans 8:14. Sons. The word in the Greek there is huios. Huios is a wonderful word describing a son. It means a mature son. It means a fully grown son. It means a son that no longer behaves like a child. Grown up. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the joy of any parent. Any parent with a right heart in the things of God. I can testify for any father, and I can say this for a heart truly of a pastor. There is no greater joy than seeing children grow beyond what they ever thought they could be. Praise God. And you know, brothers and sisters, that is so true every time when the children of God, when we lay hold and grow up into Him in all things. When we grow, as the Word of God says, in all grace. I love that grace, but just nothing but grace. Hallelujah. When we grow up in the knowledge, that intimacy of the love knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is nothing that delights the Father that can compare to that. Matter of fact, to be quite frank about it, I will say this. It's the only thing that delights the Father, is to see His sons taking truth, praise His name. Now, think about this. How does the Spirit lead? And how do we know that we are walking in the Spirit? Well, I believe it's very simple as we go right to the Word of God for that answer. When you're truly walking in the Spirit, you will have all truth. You'll go after all truth. By the grace of God, when you're walking in the Spirit, there will be an abounding of love that will be shed abroad in your life. You'll see yourselves almost in an out-of-body experience, knowing that, man, that man I used to be would be mad at that. That man that I used to be would have no patience with that. That man I used to be would be judging that and condemning that. But that man, hallelujah, that the Lord has put into my heart that I hope to be. Praise God, there's love that's shedding abroad in my heart. And then I believe the other main magnificent testimony of ones that are, again, walking in the Spirit are those that are abounding in the coming of the Lord. They're not just passing through as a Christian. It's a life truly, every moment, there's a pitter-patter in my heart. Could he be coming today? Will I see him today? It's going to be the hour that they think not. The hour that the sleep has grown so much. Not on the world. The world's dead. The dead thing can't be alive. The only way you have life is to believe in Jesus. Then you have life. You have death without Christ. But even when we have life, we can be asleep to that life. We can be numb to that life. And as the Lord came and quickened us so as Christians, not only did I come to bring life, but I give life more abundantly. And you know what I'm talking about. You've never lived until the Lord begins to live and take reign in your life. You don't even know joy and happiness till he just comes in like a flood by the power of the Holy Ghost and begins to take this love message, this word of God, and sheds it abroad in your heart. Oh, there's painful times. Matter of fact, you begin to hurt even more. You begin to have sorrows that you never even understood about having sorrows, burdens that you don't even understand about. But that's when you become a partaker of the sufferings of Christ. And you don't worry about how you feel. You don't even worry about that burden. There's times I'm greatly burdened. I'll come up here even heavy. Little heaviness today. But God, because I know where I cast my burden, I give it right to him. I put it right upon the altar, praise be to God, and I know it's well. I know he's got it. I thank the Lord that I know that he will perfect that which concerns you. Praise God, I see such suffering throughout the week, things that are going on that truly you would think strange. Lord, why does it have to go on? Lord, why does it have to get more intense? But by the grace of God, Lord, let me quit saying why and begin to praise you. Praise you in the word of the Lord and thanking you, God, that it's I glory in mine infirmities. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to just glory in my infirmities for my life. I want to glory in your infirmities for your life. It hurts me. I don't like to see Brother Bob coming in here like he's coming in today. But praise be to God. Thank the Lord. As he said, I'm having to lean upon him today. I'm in pain. I can't think, but the Lord's going to take my hands. He's going to take this heart. He's going to have come through with this, what he wants. Amen? Do you believe God like that? I'm so thankful that my faith isn't predicated on how Jesse feels, because I don't feel good all the time. Matter of fact, sometimes I just downright feel lousy. Matter of fact, acting lousy. But you know what happens? The love of God begins to come in. And then you know what? My mind gets off of me and off of what I think and what off of what I'm starting to feel. And I begin to praise the Lord. I begin to thank him for the body of Christ. I begin to think about, hallelujah. Do you think about how happy Paul was? Paul was always joying in the Lord. He told him, he said, man, you know, I'm in prison here. And by the way, let me tell you how happy I am. Wait a second. Do you know that I'm just aching and I don't feel good and I've been shipwrecked and all that? But I want to put that aside. I want to tell you how happy I am. I want to tell you how thankful I am. And you know how he really got thankful? He began to even remember about the faith in the brethren. He began to think about and be encouraged about the love, praise the Lord, in those that God had graced him to fellowship with. That was Paul in that prison. He didn't say, well, I know so much of the Lord, I guess I'll just shut myself up to Jesus here. No, he was praying. Lord, if you would you bring those ones that I love to have that company with so much, that they would minister to me and bring me the word of God. Because, Lord, I always want to come to you. Lord, I don't know a thing, but I know you know everything. And I know, praise God, it all comes from the head. It doesn't come from this little joint. Oh, you may use this joint to do some supplying to somebody else. But all the increase and all the goodness is from the head, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful that we can just praise him and thank him? Aren't you thankful, praise God, that we can highly esteem one another as unto the Lord? Praise God. I'm so thankful that you pray for me and I pray for you. But I thank the Lord, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in Jesse, the hope of glory. But for God, I'd be a wastrel. But for God, I'd be a miserable failure. Praise be to God. But God. But God. Hallelujah. Let's get on with but God. So brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. That's the rejoicing. And you know this, as these parents came here today. You know, I testified to them. You know, there are many things that I wanted for my kids. And I still do. There's these things that I appreciate the Lord has graced us in this nation. That our kids can have different things. That they can go to schools. That they can maybe get an education. They can get a job and different things. You can see as we're beginning to understand. There's these young people and these kids that grow up. They're running from bombs and bullets. From the moment they basically come out of a womb. And yet we're complaining about what kind of food we ate today. God help us to wake up. But really to wake up to the truth. This isn't just to feel sorry for somebody else. That isn't life. The word of God said, and the Lord said himself, you know what? The poor will always be with you. But me, you have just a little while. Just a little while. Don't even get caught up in the goodness thought. But by the grace of God, let me tell you something. I'm praising God for everything that I have. And you know what? I'm beginning to praise God for the things I don't have. I'm beginning to praise God, hallelujah, when I don't catch fish. Can you imagine that? Dwayne thinks I'm a nut. He may not want to fish with me anymore. But I'm believing God. There's an abundance. He's teaching me in all of these things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But see, there were many things I wanted. Like I said, whether it was education or athletics or careers. But I've learned there's only one thing. There's only one thing. Hallelujah. Everything else takes its place behind the one thing. That my children walk in truth. That we as the children of the Lord walk in truth. That by the grace of God, as Brother Paul said, and that our love would abound more and more to one another. Praise be to God. And that we would, as Brother Paul, and them also that love his appearing. I love to be considered one of those nutty out there Christians. Yes, I am. I guess that means I actually believe the word of the Lord. It's not how I interpret it. It's what he says. Does he not say I'm coming again throughout all of the scriptures? Praise be to God, he is. That wasn't just a fantasy. I mean, come on. Where does that stop in unbelief? By the grace of God, let's believe the Lord. You know, by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, and I was thankful to the Lord. I could see the encouragement of God in these parents today to raise our children and train them up in the way that they should go. Amen. Praise God. But you know what? Sometimes, and I'm just testifying of myself, we get a little mixed up. Somehow we think our kids are going to be perfect. And you know what? I want to say this. That doesn't mean that we compromise in our homes. No. By the grace of God, you stand, withstand, and having done all to stand. By the grace of God, don't compromise in your homes. Don't. I've told you this many times and how the Lord really convicted my heart because I was hearing all of these great exact things and, you know, these wonderful man's thoughts of how you deal with your kid in this day and age. You know, this day that we live in where we have a state that has legalized pot. That we live in an abundance of alcohol, an abundance of all of these different things, an abundance of social media, an abundance of just pretty much filth on any channel that you turn on your TV. Yep. That's the way it is. Come on. And so, you know, what you need to do is something's changed, you know, because we live in a different time. We need to live in the age of let's cut a deal with the devil. Huh? And I remember the Lord coming in and just really convicting my heart as I was beginning to get the chirp, chirp, chirp. This is what you got to do and all of this. Because you should fear, because if you don't do it this way, you're going to fear about your children that you're going to push them away. You're going to fear that they're not going to talk to you. Now, you do these things in love, but I'm going to tell you something. There is no such thing as responsible sinning. Did you hear that? Here, I want you to do this responsible. It's sinning and not trusting God, but let's just do it responsible. Get your heads up. Huh? Amen? But brother, I just thought you said that we're not perfect people. I said, that's absolutely right. But it doesn't mean that you don't stand. It doesn't mean that you don't trust the Lord. It doesn't mean that you don't, Lord, let me lift my hands to you, strengthen them. Because I'm telling you, it's getting pretty whittled down. There ain't many that are standing anymore. And you're stupid for believing God. Because that word is old. Matter of fact, it's ancient. But it's the only truth. It's the only power. And by the grace of God, if we will stand on the promises of God and wait, you will see the mighty hand of God. Amen. And that's a promise. If you'll wait on the promises of God, you'll see them. You'll see them. You'll see them come to pass. But see, I want to be seen calling those things which be not as though they were. Amen? I want to be like that prophet talking to that fellow. Oh, Lord, let his eyes see what mine see. At that time, by the way, they were surrounded by the enemy and they were ready to get killed. And this guy was basically, let's just say, he was freaking out. Oh, we're going to die. Prophet, he looked out there. He saw the host of God's army around him. And he said, oh, Lord, let his eyes see what mine see. Hallelujah. I'm beginning to see like that. I know he's got me. I know I'm highly favored, but not because of me, but because of the blood of the Lamb that's over my life. Praise God. Now, brothers and sisters, this isn't to compromise in our homes. No, we stand in the word. We stand in the light. We go in the narrow way by the grace of God. But he did not make us perfect people. Quite the contrary. Yes, you're testifying for me. I'll testify for you. Quite the contrary. Amen. He made us with specific flaws. He made us with divine shortcomings. He made us with feelings and even tendencies that are apart, completely apart from the word of God. Yes. And not to torture you. Not to torture us, but to perfectly show us our deep, deep, deep need of him. Amen? To perfectly show us our complete reliance on him. And then to completely show us, praise God, that his power to be revealed in us, that he forever keeps us. See, he keeps me. He keeps my heart. He keeps my mind. Hallelujah. A mind, a sound mind of love. Hallelujah. That power, praise God. And it's all the word of the Lord. See, he uses our infirmities. He does. Matter of fact, he uses them so mightily in our lives. He uses your infirmity for the greatest gains of grace and faith and truth. Yes, he does. Amen. You're not going to get it in your strength. You're not going to get it in your sweet spot. You're not going to get it the way that you think you need to. It's going to be in your weakness when you're going to receive from God. It's going to be when truly you are completely, not just out of bullets, you don't have a gun. You don't have anything. But you've got the Lord. And that's when he brings you to that place, hallelujah, that you call out to him. And you see his mighty mercy and you see his mighty grace. You know, I thank God that, you know, there's times you get on the race course and you're so high and you're in such rejoicing that sometimes even for a moment, you begin to go on that high and that rejoicing.
And then the Lord realized, he takes that race course and you're just high and rejoicing. And then you find out you've been running. Now you're running out here in the desert and you're going, oh no. And there's nothing out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's nothing. It's a dry and thirsty land. And then you begin to get a little bit discouraged. You don't begin to run with that spring that's in your step. Amen? He's going to tell you now, honeys, we're not going to run on that emotion right now. We're going to get some serious set apart faith going on right now. You're going to believe me that I've never changed. That the rejoicing is just the same because I'm the rejoicing. I'm your glory. Hallelujah. I'm all the grace you need. Praise God. You don't need to be feeling things to have me growing up into you in all things. Aren't you thankful to God? Aren't you grateful that we can rest? Now you'd say, well, brother, how do you know that? Because it's the word of God. He tells me that. He tells you that. That's the word of the Lord. That we go by faith. We don't go by feeling. That's why he wants you to continue to feast upon the word of the Lord. I was so thankful to God that, you know, I was praising him. Even these mighty prophets of the Old Testament, all of those mighty, wonderful miracles that God brought through their lives. And yet, even right after those, it wasn't just the children of Israel that were murmuring. It was even his prophets. I mean, he would do these mighty things through these guys, bringing, you know, fire down from heaven, consuming them, slaying all of these different godless priests or whatever they were and all of those things. And then the next moment, oh my, this woman's going to kill me. What are you thinking, man? Look in the mirror. What are you thinking, man? This is the Lord our God. I'll never forsake you. But I thank the Lord. You know how they were all revived? They had to feed. They had to eat. You're going a little bit too much on eye candy. And boy, can he show us some of that. Amazing things, the acts of God. And it's wonderful to see them. I love to see healing. I love to see, praise God, these wonderful, mighty things that the Lord does all the time. But where he really works is in the shadows. He works in that stillness. He works where that mankind, he don't want to be there. It's not exciting enough for him. But that's where the mining's going on. I'll tell you what, yep, those still waters oftentimes they run really, 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 really deep. Brothers and sisters, I pray that by the grace of God we really realize that his grace and his truth and this faith comes in the land of my affliction. In the land of my affliction. Again, don't think it's strange, this fiery trial that's trying you. Don't think it's strange. As Brother David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. As Brother sang today, Lord, I failed. I'm miserable. I don't believe, but praise be to God, you made me a man after God's own heart. He kept going back to the word. He kept going back to the truth. It wasn't David. It was what God did for David. It's not you, it's what God did for you. And what God did for you, he gave you that word. And that's your life. It's your life. That is your life. You live by faith. You don't live by anything else. Praise God. As children of the King, we are no different. Hallelujah. That we're the same. There's the oneness. Hallelujah. We have the life of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Let's just grow up together. Let's encourage one another in the word of God. Let's grow up into him in all things. But that's only going to come by the word. That's going to come by the word of his grace. Praise be to God. And as he tells you, in the land of my affliction, he hath made me fruitful. Full of fruit. Praise God. That's when he gives you a song as in the night. Remember last week when we were rejoicing in these things? He put the singers in the front of the army. He gave those wonderful ones the bruises for him, the stripes for him. They were put in those leg irons and thrown in the depth of that prison. And man, it hurt. But praise be to God, the delivery came at midnight. The darkest time, the most horrible time. Here came the song. And they began to sing, praise be to God. They received that anointing of the freedom, of the liberty in Christ. The joy of the Lord is their strength. And then, bang, it all shook. And praise be to God, it broke all the bonds in that prison. Do you know what the word of the Lord does for your life? Thank him for it. You don't think that it has any repercussions? Praise God, go drop a big old stone in a put, in a pond. Watch it. Whoo! And it just goes out and out and out. And that's what our Lord does with our lives. Praise God. And he makes us fruitful in those things. And know it. And I testify of it. And I need to testify to my own life of it. Because I'm quick to forget. Remember what the Lord's done for you. Remember these things. Praise God. Be reminded of the truth. Remind yourself of these promises. Praise God. Get in there to Ephesians and understand what God wants for your life. Every single moment. What you are to him. You're the good pleasure of his will. You're hearing a gospel. Praise God. That gospel of Paul. That bridal truth. Rejoice. Don't be defeated. I'm not kidding you. Don't be defeated. Don't think, well, I got passed over again and they don't like me and this person and my relationship and my kids and this. Get God now. Get into that word of God right now. Get encouraged in the word of the Lord right now. By the grace of God, we've got to get out of, again, this shell in a sense. This shell, this flesh that gets us to, again, pity, worry, guilt, fear, all of these different things. That's all been taken away. We're rejoicing. He spread his hands. He spread his arms. Praise be to God. I took all this. See it for yourself. Oh, by the grace of God. See, I don't want to keep living my life or my kids' life in the rearview mirror. And I mean that. I don't want to live my life in the past. I don't want to live my kids' life in the past. And I'm talking about, I wish I had. I wish I did. That's defeat. That's defeat. You can address those things with the Lord. But by the grace of God, you got to move on past that. That's not going to get you anywhere. You continue to live like that, you're going to waste your life. You're going to waste your life. Just as much so if you were wasting your life in the world. Wasting your life in the devil's guilt. And the devil's shame. My goodness, that's an insult to what we're rejoicing in, that the Lord took, praise God, in that stripe of death for us. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord always. Praise the Lord always. You've heard me say this. People think I'm nuts. I'm talking about when that temptation has overtaken you and you know it, and you might be even in the middle of it. Praise the Lord. Shock the person that you shouldn't be with. Wouldn't that be something? Praise God, wouldn't it be something? Oh, I see a lot of embarrassment going on right now. But be quickened in that. See, again, this is our mind and our thought. I want to have God's mind and God's thought. I want to be quickened in that beautiful Lord. Just think of how shameful Thomas felt as he was doubting the Lord and doubting the Lord and all of those different things. The brothers were testifying, no, I got to see him. And here's the beautiful Jesus. He didn't put him down. He didn't say, oh, you idiot, you snot, you unbelieving jerk. He said, oh, Connie, come here and put your hands in my hand. It's never too late. You're never at the wrong place to praise God. You're never too outcast. You're never too ugly. You're never too dirty with things. Aren't you thankful? See, when that prodigal come back, his father didn't say, oh, well, wash yourself up before you get in here, son. No, his daddy was running out to him with a coat, with a kiss, with a hug, with a ring, with everything. He didn't care how he looked. He cared that the moment of faith and believing, oh, I want to be back in that fellowship with you. See, that's just the enemy that keep you out there. That's the enemy that wants to keep you in that guilt. That was the enemy that wants to keep you in that shame. And by the grace of God, he took all of that shame. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, I want God now. God now. I want what God now says. Oh, I was so thankful. Quickened with a brother. We were out at a basketball game, watching a game together a few weeks back. And it was so sweet. A little bit discouraged and a little bit down and all, but the fellowship of the Lord was there. We were seeking the mind of Christ. I said, you know, brother, the devil, all he wants us to do is to go back and somehow live guilt in the parts of my life that I've wasted. The Lord quickened my heart, and I looked at him and I said, oh, brother, I'm going to ask you a question. What does God now say? Well, God now will tell you right now is that what part of my life have I wasted if right now I'm loving his appearing? I want to ask you that. What part of my life have I wasted if right now, by the grace of God, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? And we know, it didn't say, and we think. It didn't say, well, we might know, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, brothers and sisters, that right there is so far beyond what I ask or think. I can't even tell you. And I thank God that that tells me and assures me and promises my life. In one moment of believing him for my life, believing him of called according to your purpose, he incorporates all time. He does. He incorporates all time. Right now, we think of just this time. He incorporates all time. He's Alpha, Amen. Omega. He just, all time. To work those things, to work even those wasted times, that even without them, it wouldn't be. But he works those wasted times that all things work together for my good. Amen? I can get to that. Can you not get to that by the grace of God? Well, I've heard people tell me, oh, but I wasted my life here. I wasted my life. What's about now? What about now? Huh? Well, I heard these things and then I walked away. And what about now? Huh? Again, did the father meet the prodigal out there and say, oh, well, you wasted your life, son. Let's talk about the things that you wasted your life. See, that was that son that was in the kingdom that had a rotten heart. That's what he wanted to go after. But you know what? He wasn't going to partake in that feast. He wasn't. He wasn't going to enter into that. That's joy and rejoicing, brothers and sisters. Let's close this up. There's no greater joy than seeing my children do great things. There's no greater joy than seeing my children never fail. There's no greater joy than seeing my children be perfect people. No. There's no greater joy than hearing and seeing my children walk in truth. That truth takes care of all the yielding. This truth, praise God, the word does it all. It could not be any plainer. It's the heart that God desires. It's the heart. It's the heart of truth. It's the heart of love. And as these parents stood here today, and I'd say the same thing again, make steps, even strides to more truth. More truth and more truth. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, it's not about a better job. It's not about a bigger home. It's not about a better education. You will miss it. Don't let anything be set aside for one moment. For anything that the world could ever offer. Get determined in the Lord. I love it. Brothers and sisters, we're in the home stretch. We're in the home stretch. It's Passover time. I love Passover time. See, there was a time in Egypt when the Lord said, When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And those that put that blood on the doorposts, praise God, the Lord passed over them. And you know that same all-powerful blood is the same today. Don't take your eyes off that blood. It's still all-powerful today. That blood's got every victory for your life, your household's life today. Amen. And I'm so thankful beyond for the faithfulness of the blood, that praise be to God. And I will have to say this, that by the grace of God, my mom, assured was over our home. Amen. That I praise him for the blood. And I am encouraged today. And I'm asking my family as well today too. Lord, encourage me as seeing these kids up here. I'd like to pray with my family today. And I think there's lots of family here today. There's lots of room down here and it even flows out there. And if you don't got family today, you know you got family today. You come pray with me, family. But moms and dads, I do. We're just going to close. And I'd say, spouses, get your spouse. Go over and get your kids. Come praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come praise the Lord. Love to see my kids and my wife. Just come praise the Lord together. And the Lord encourage all those, because there's still encouragement yet to come today. Come praise the Lord together as a family. Praise God.